Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of creatures become.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. John is one of the great Tab Boards franchisees. He's helping people in the San Antonio area, just like you, run their businesses better. And he's the author of a number of books. We're talking right now about how to think about and to actually be more competitive with employees, with prospective employees, especially when you're competing with the big guys. John, in the previous segment, we basically laid out the platform that you know, you don't have to be intimidated by the big guys anymore. You probably look a little bit more desirable to a lot of people, especially if they work for big companies. So you got that going for you. But there are some specific things you can do, and I want you to talk to us about that.
Sure. I think the most important one, Jim, is people want to be important.
Mm-hmm.
People want to know that they have a role and they're dependent upon, and
they're contributing.
That's a good. That's the word I was looking for. And you know, I mean, I saw a large corporation around here do layoffs 2 years ago, and they had massive cuts in personnel, and then they finished it off with a wonderful memo that said those cuts were due to our poor last quarter, and by the way, just be aware, if next quarter isn't any better, there'll be more of them.
Wow.
And, you know, the average employee,
never mind that the reason the quarter was bad probably wasn't the employee's fault. It was probably the CEO's fault.
Right. This
never mind any of that.
10,000 employees. How is one single employee sitting in a desk or sitting in a cubicle supposed to fix that?
Right.
So they're sitting there and they're feeling helpless. They're feeling unappreciated. And that doesn't happen in a small business. In a small business, you know, you only have so many employees. They're not interchangeable parts. We frequently have one person doing one job. We don't have 10 or 15 or 20 of them. And they know that if they don't come into work,
right,
their coworkers are scrambling to cover for them. Mm. Even that social pressure,
right,
of just being with people
they're,
you like.
They're, as you said, they are important.
Right. Right. And that's the number one thing, and mm-hmm, I think small business owners miss that when they're hiring or trying to keep big employees. I had an employer last week contact me, and one of her key employees was going to leave for more money at a large corporation and had given her notice, and she was very distressed about it. A week later, halfway through the two-week notice, that corporation laid off another 150 people.
Wow.
And she called up and said, you know, I saw in the paper you laid all these people off, and they said, oh, well, that was a different department. That wasn't yours. We could still use you in that department.
Wow.
Well, I don't think she's going.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was her wake-up. Hopefully that was her wake-up call.
Right. What are some of the other things that are specifics that we can do to set ourselves up to be attractive, more attractive to these people? Because, folks, these people we're talking about, they're coming with a lot of skills, a lot of training, and probably hungry to go to work with you.
Well, you have to pay market salaries. I mean, somewhere in the range.
Yeah.
You know, yes, a large corporation can always outbid you for an employee. I had a client whose administrative assistant came to him and said, you're paying me $50,000 to be your admin, and a friend of mine that works across town for a Fortune 50 corporation works for an executive vice president she doesn't see from one end of the month to the next, and they pay her $85.
Right.
I work hard. I deserve more than that. And, you know, you can't match those kind of numbers. But if the market rate for the position you're looking at is $45 and you can only pay $35 or $40, you can make it up with other things.
I'm not going to tell you not to stretch. I'm not going to tell you, but I will tell you this, John. I wouldn't stretch until I had to, because I'll tell you, if you meet someone that you think if they're talking to you, they're a candidate. If they're willing to talk to you, they're a candidate before you even talk about money. And when they talk about money and it's way more than you want, offer them what you can afford, and don't be surprised, John, if they don't take it. And if they say, well, I've got to have more, then you can stretch 5-10% or whatever. And as John, I agree with you. If you can do that, you ought to do that. But I would not be too intimidated by these big salaries, because people are starting to realize there's more to life than money.
Right, but they still have rent to pay.
Well, that's right. That's right.
I've seen it, John.
I've seen people take a 33% drop just to get the heck out of Dodge.
Sure.
To go to a place where they thought they could make a difference. I've seen it recently.
But I've never paid. When I've paid 10% more for somebody that I thought was really good, and I'll put a caveat on that, and they turned out to be what I thought they were, I have never regretted that spending.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with it. If they're that good, they'll make it up.
Right. They make you a lot more money.
Yeah, that's right. All right, what else? What are some other things? We got time for one more.
Okay, well, the big corporations that have these cuts, I wish we could explain this to employees. They can expense all their training and onboarding, and they can, it doesn't show up when they cut the employee. They don't have to write it off. If they threw away a piece of equipment, this is so ironic, if they threw away a machine in the factory, they would have to take a big write-off against profits.
Right.
If they throw away an employee, it's an immediate benefit.
It goes straight to the bottom line, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And small business owners need to be able to communicate to their employees that when they invest in them, they're investing for the long term, and they're not going to throw that investment away.
Right. Well said. John Deeney is our guest, folks. John, give us the website again, please.
John F. Deeney, D-I-N-I, .com.
Check it out. Quick break, 10 till. Right back. John's got some more advice for us on how to help us become competitive with some highly qualified employees.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.